Comparison shopping has never been easier. You do it for gadgets, appliances, cars. But what about comparison shopping for your life? Do you know how to choose the right hospital?
Joining us now, Marty McCary, surgeon at Johns Hopkins Hospital. His new book is titled Unaccountable, What Hospitals Won't Tell You. Dr. McCary, thank you so much for being here.
Good to be here.
And talk a little bit about information that the hospitals have and aren't telling us. So you are passionate about this subject. Go into it a little in depth here.
Well, I hear patients frustrated all the time that they're forced to walk into their hospital blind. And they've got information to choose a restaurant, a car, a plasma TV, but they don't have a way of measuring the quality of their hospital. And I think now that all of this information is being collected on a national level, funded a lot of times by taxpayer dollars, we've got to ask as a society, does the public have a right to know about the quality of their hospitals?
Well, I would argue that clearly we do. Let's do a little primer. I'm about to have surgery, let's say, and my doctor's affiliated with one hospital. What do I do?
Increasingly, there are good websites that have excellent resources that measure a hospital's infection rate, their readmission rate, their complication rate, patient satisfaction rates. We go through a lot of these tools and resources in the book Unaccountable, and we've posted a lot of the questions that you should ask on our website, unaccountablebook.com. You know, 30% of second opinions are different from first opinions, and experts now say that a quarter of all healthcare has some medical mistake that impacts patient care. So patients need to know about what's out there.
You know, one thing that scared me when I read about your book, and that is that you write that everybody in the medical profession knows of at least one doctor in their hospital who shouldn't be practicing. Why is that allowed?
Well, it's different than, say, the aviation industry. When a plane crashes, every pilot in the country learns from that mistake. The black box is recovered. There's an investigation. Medicine, by and large, is still the Wild West, and it frustrates doctors to see bad quality as much as it frustrates the public.
Well, the frightening acronym for this doctor that exists in different hospitals is Dr. HODAD. Why don't you tell people what that stands for and some of the things you've seen?
Dr. HODAD was a doctor that I encountered. His name stood for Hands of Death and Destruction. That's what everybody called him at this very prestigious hospital. And I share his story along with a lot of other stories and a lot of the heroes of healthcare in the book. And one doctor said, you know, why are you writing the 50 shades of healthcare here? We're not supposed to talk about our problems, but that's the problem. We cannot be open and honest about this subject, and we're not going to fix it unless we can talk about it.
Okay, bottom line in our final 30 seconds, what should we do? Give us the nutshell information that we need to find out if we're looking and shopping for a hospital.
Well, among all these resources that are out there on the websites we explained, there's also one key question. Ask the doctors and nurses who work there, where would you go for your own medical care? In our national surveys, in 40% of U.S. hospitals, the employees wouldn't even go there for their own care.
Well, thank you so much. That's Marty McCary, a surgeon at Johns Hopkins Hospital. His new book is called Unaccountable, What Hospitals Won't Tell You. Thank you so much.